If Mary, had I known it sooner, I would have looked up all those pictures. That I have some pictures with the cotton wagons around the square with the cotton on it.
Yeah. Right here in town?
Uh-huh. Up on the square. See, it was not paved then, and you hitched your horses to the, I can't remember if they just had posts or if they had an iron rail all around. I don't remember. But anyway, everybody hitched their horses and wagons to those things that bring in melons and honeydew melons and cantaloupe and watermelon and all kind of vegetables and sell them from around the square.
What kind of vegetables did they grow?
Oh, beans and butter beans, string beans, potatoes, beets, cucumbers, almost anything you can think of.
What kind of, do they have greens or what do they have?
Yeah, greens, mustard greens and turnip greens. And a lot of people have never heard of poke salad.
Never have.
No, a lot of people never have.
What's it called now?
I think it's P-O-L-K salad. S-A-L-I-D-A-D. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it's something that I never knew much about because we never did have it. But my older sister, who's 10 years older than I am, she knows it when she sees it.
Well, what do you do with it?
Well, you cook it, and then Stanley used to get it from some farmer, and they would cook it up here, this house on the corner up here. Mm-hmm. They have big basement, and the man had, and he and Stanley were just like that. Mm-hmm. And then one across the street there, one of the boys. And they cooked over there nearly every day, and they would have this farmer gather it for them, and they'd cook it, but it's poisonous unless you know how to cook it. You have to cook it and pour the water off of it and do something to it. I don't know. I just know they knew how to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we used to mix turnip greens and mustard greens together and cook. And spinach too sometimes. But mostly turnip greens and mustard greens.
What about okra?
Oh yeah, okra. We always had okra and tomatoes. Corn.
Mm-hmm.
See, had all that in our garden out on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy'd bring it in every day. So we had fresh vegetables all the time.
How did he carry it into town?
He usually drove a buggy back in those days. Put it in there. And we had fruit trees out there too.
What kind of fruit trees did you get?
Had pear and apples and peaches. And of course, grapes, blackberries. Excuse me.
That's your company. No, I think that's. You were talking about, just now we went through the dining room, I noticed that table in there, it's beautiful.
That what?
Your furniture in there is beautiful.
That's old. My mother-in-law gave me that and told me that I could take it and, now this has been years ago, this has been, she's been gone since 36, and she told me I could take it and get some new modern furniture. And says you can have it and swap it in or sell it, do whatever you want to, and get you some modern furniture. But I said I didn't want it. I'd rather have that because you don't find oak much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not oak like that.
That's a mess.
Now I can make that table almost as long as that room.
Mm-hmm.